Part 1, A New Perspective on Parenting. Chapter 1, Parenting is Vital, but Difficult Work. One of the best things about being a parent is the chance to love our children with all our hearts. Words fail to describe how deeply and completely we love our young ones. Every parent, of course, has moments when feelings about our children are less than lovely. We rebound, though, and love again. Looking at your own family, you've probably noticed that each new generation tries to give their children a stronger, more loving foundation than they themselves received. Most parents, given halfway decent circumstances, succeed. You are vital to the well-being of your children. They need your love, plenty of warm attention, and your confidence in their goodness. Every effort you make to understand and guide them is worthwhile. Your work as a mom or dad is done through small, commonplace interactions. You wipe a nose gently. You play catch outside till it's almost dark. You keep your thoughts to yourself as your child's slice of hot dog scoots with a glob of ketchup off his plate and onto the floor. At 9 in the evening, you may feel as though you've gotten nothing done all day long. But if I'd been shadowing you, I could list 100 quiet acts of caring that you are too tired to remember. Unfortunately, your parenting work is almost invisible in the eyes of the world. No headlines appear when your child finally overcomes his terror of the dog in the downstairs apartment, or when you handle a fight between your children without blowing up. With zero fanfare and a million interactions, you build your children's character. Their sparkle, their curiosity, and their vigor would wither without the heart you put into your moments with them. Through our years of experience listening, we've come to 3 basic understandings about parents. We do our very best. Dads will show up at the parent-teacher conference, although they've worked 24 hours straight. When moms get the flu and spike fevers of 103 degrees, they will continue to tend their little ones. Parents without insurance will sell everything they have in order to pay for medical treatment for their ailing child. Courage in parenting is not the exception. It is the rule. We need good support. To be at our best with our children, we need warm relationships with others, grounded in respect and appreciation. We need confirmation that our children are good at heart and that they too are trying their hardest to do well. And we need a way to deal with the emotional stress that comes with parenting. Parenting is a cradle of leadership. When our children ask why again and again, we have the chance to think deeply about every issue important to the human race. Fairness, compassion, integrity, civility, property rights, our relationships with other living creatures, peacemaking, reparations, how to foster the growth of character, and the meaning of life. To advocate for our children, we learn how to build good relationships with others and win their cooperation. To lead our families, we figure out how to guide and inspire right at the dinner table or on the way to school in the morning. And when we can, we use our leadership skills to work for positive change in our communities. Your importance as a parent is obvious. Your children would face danger and heartbreak without you. But it's oh so difficult to remember the importance of your work. If you're an at-home parent, you felt your heart sink when you were casually asked what you do and found that your answer, "I'm a parent," ended the conversation. If you hold a paid job, it's hard not to feel like you're stuck on a treadmill, harried and unable to do it all. Whatever your situation, it's easy to lose sight of your importance, although you ensure your family's survival every day. In the middle of gluing your child's glider wing back together or cutting his orange slices just the way he wants them, you won't be aware that your nurturing will live on through many generations. However, your unsung kindnesses will ensure that your kids become even more attentive and wise with their own children someday. Whether it is recognized or not, the parenting you do is vital work. You put the imprint of your love and judgment on your children countless times each day. They will keep it always. They will pass it on. It is work that lasts. We're good people. We do important work, and our children are sweet and precious beings. So why is parenting so difficult? Why do we frequently trudge through our days and groan through dinner and bedtime routines? We tend to blame ourselves for our lack of patience or our children for their wildly maddening behavior. But the roadblocks that we parents run into are so universal that we suspect there must be some bigger dynamic at work. We had energy before we had children. Most of us had some patience then, too. And we felt that even when we struggled, we could learn, we could grow. So what's going on? We face external forces that make parenting difficult. In fact, there are bigger dynamics that make parenting hard. Forces in our society that pull us away from the warm, nurturing times we need with our children and one another. In brief, it takes well over $200,000 together with incalculable warmth, generosity, and wisdom to nurture a child for 18 years. But there's no preparation, pay, or protection from overwhelming circumstances for parents. Parenting holds the economic status of a hobby. Parenting custom and employment law distance fathers from their children. Poverty, racism, sexism, and other kinds of discrimination intensify parents' struggles and stress and hurt our children. Parents are open targets for criticism. Let's look at each of these burdens more closely. Parenting is an utterly personal, day and night work that starts off with a bang, a 3-year-long intensive care period. Beyond that stretches at least 15 more years of dedication, guidance, research, advocacy, diplomacy, night work, mess patrol, grooming, tutoring, cooking, transportation, first aid, and more. Above all, you are called upon to model caring and wisdom in small matters and large, day after day at a moment's notice. Moreover, for your child to thrive, he needs abundant attention. He needs play, lots of play, and he needs you to be smitten with him. Love is central to the job, and your life will be enriched by the love your child gives in return. He'll also give you at least 10 colds in his first 2 years, wake you up often in the night, plunge you into spirals of worry, and to top it all off, he's likely to look you in the eye and tell you you're stupid one day. Yet your love will still be needed. Raising your child is no hobby. Work pressure and the dated expectation that a mother's role is primary can distance fathers from their kids and make nurturing harder for both parents. When a father is present but relegated to a secondary role in parenting, everyone loses. That said, when a father or mother can't manage to step into their parent role, the family isn't broken. Resilience studies validate what common sense tells us. It takes just one person in love with a child to provide the positive regard that a child needs to get a good start in life. But support for that one person is vital. Many parents' energy is taxed by injustice. In the U.S., 1 in 5 of our children are poor. Poverty goes hand in hand with unsafe neighborhoods, hunger, poor health, and low-performing schools. Parents who face these conditions lead stressful lives. Their children have fewer chances to play freely and bask in the delight of the adults around them. And when a family is targeted by racism, homophobia, or any other kind of discrimination, the potential of every member of that family is threatened. Finally, you've probably found that your parenting is subject to criticism from those who know you, and even from random passersby. Adults in the U.S. are often impatient with young children. Many of us become hard on our children in public as a defensive measure. We bluster at our little ones out of fear that someone else will stride over and do it for us. When children misbehave, people fault the parents. When children struggle in school, people fault the parents. but every parent I've ever listened to has done their best to love their child. All parents face challenges that they did not bring upon themselves. We face internal challenges, too. In addition to these societal hurdles, we face challenges that come from within. Some of our parenting comes from the best of what our parents gave us. Without knowing it, we might channel our father's sweetness at bedtime or our mother's patience as our child learns to hammer a nail. But some of what we bring to parenting came to us when our parents felt embattled. So after a frustrating day, we might unleash stinging threats like the ones we heard from our father, or yank our child's arm like our mother did ours. And you've probably noticed that although you vow not to yell, spank, or throw flaming tantrums, raw emotion sometimes wins the day. We're good parents, but we can't help but carry some baggage. Parenting is emotional work. You can't predict ahead of time how you will feel once you become a parent. But you will have feelings, big feelings. You'll be swept up by extraordinary hopes and gripping fears, waves of gratitude and bitter resentment, love and hate. There's worry, there's joy. One day you'll feel proud and confident as you watch your child make a new friend at the park, just like that. But when he wails in pain from an earache at 2 a.m, you'll feel pangs of helplessness. When a feeling comes along, it will come on strong. Still, we can't match our children's emotional chops. Good children don't just cry, they are racked with sobs. They don't register complaints, they have tantrums. Perfectly normal children scream and throw things. They run yelling through the house, they kick, they tremble with rage. Have a child, and you're living with an emotional Beethoven, a genius in the realm of passionate expression. You can't avoid the emotional work of parenting. Whether you stuff your upset and try to be patient, or let your family see and hear it all, you're engaged in emotional work. You can try to keep on an even keel, but we humans don't function that well when we stuff lots of feelings. We can take those highly touted 10 deep breaths and manage to keep an upset inside. But after a while, we start itching for an excuse to show someone how we really feel, and eventually, we lose it. There aren't good conventional choices for handling this emotional work. There's just one thing for sure. Whatever our choices, handle it we must. What can happen to an ordinary family to put a deep stress print on the parent-child relationship? To fill in a brief sketch of what parents face, here are a few real-life examples from just a handful of my relatives. When they were boys, my husband pushed his brother out of their moving car onto the Golden Gate Bridge. His mom had to stop mid-span, run back, and pluck her son up off the highway. My sister became profoundly mentally disabled and, after a year of decline, could not recognize us or move her body at will. My brother came close to shooting a friend's eye out with a BB gun. My cousin got rheumatoid arthritis when she was 12 and was confined to a wheelchair for many months. My uncle, an Air Force pilot, came back from the war in Southeast Asia too disturbed to be with his daughters, wife, or anyone else. He found no solace. He ended his life. As you can imagine, every family member involved in these events was racked with stress. For many of them, scars and grief still remain. And this is just a small sampling from a middle-class clan who wanted for nothing except emotional support. I hardly know a parent that hasn't faced serious troubles at one time or another. We parents put one foot in front of the other. We keep a good face on at work and while we're out and around. But parenting can wear us down to the nub at any level of economic privilege. Doing emotional work, finding a way to offload stress and lower the walls we've thrown up to protect ourselves, is not yet a common concept. When we're swept up by feelings and have no emotional support, we lose our compass. We're in a strange land. We don't feel good. We do things we regret. And we're too isolated or ashamed to tell anyone that we're struggling. A small minority of us have crawled humbled to a counselor or a support group of some kind. There, our privacy protected, we may have found ourselves choosing to do emotional work as we faced our situation. We may have learned that we weren't alone as we heard the stories of others grappling with similar circumstances, but most of us don't really even track the rumbling of our emotions. We just notice that the older our children get, the testier we become, and the less dear they seem. We tell ourselves that we're probably doing okay, but we spend a lot of energy skirting emotional landmines in order to keep peace in the home. On the inside, every one of us is working hard. We have to handle our children's outbursts. We have to deal with our own. We want to help our child when he's been snubbed by a friend. We must cope with our own isolation. We want to help our children with their learning challenges. We have many things to learn about parenting, but where do we go? What can we do to recover when we feel depleted or too ornery to be good company? There is a way forward. Here's some welcome news. There are good and simple ways to handle the emotional rigors of parenting. You can bring more laughter and fun to your family. You can have the joy of seeing problems disappear because of your mothering, your fathering. There are tools that can help you. When you use the listening tools we present, you'll have a new way to build your emotional stamina and plump up your support system. Instead of spending lots of energy trying to control your child's behavior, you can focus on building a stronger connection with your child and repair it when it frays. You'll be able to guide him without the traditional carrot or the well-worn stick. The limits you set will actually bring your child closer to you. You'll discover new aspects of your child's intelligence that you hadn't noticed before, and you'll put your head on the pillow at night, surer that you've met your child's core needs. Your road won't be free of potholes and hairpin turns. Our society is riddled with enough trouble spots that you're sure to encounter some rough going. But with a clearer perspective, you and your child can get through the hard patches in better shape, with energy to spare. Here's the framework for parenting that you deserve, and 5 simple listening tools that will bring you closer to your children and to your own best self.